Welcome to the broadcast. Fountain of Living Waters Church is a Bible-based ministry that shares the love of Christ with everyone. Its contemporary style and practical application of God's Word engages people from all walks of life to connect with God anew. As a beacon of light in a seemingly dark world, Fountain of Living Waters Church offers life-sustaining water that flows from the fountain that never runs dry. With its goal to lift Jesus higher and prepare disciples to know the Savior personally, church as usual just won't do. Once you take a drink from the fountain, you will never ever thirst again. Hi, I am Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin, God's no-nonsense bearer of the gospel. As a wife and a mother and an entrepreneur, I learned to drink from the fountain that never, ever runs dry. It is this fountain that provides me the foundation to balance all of life's joys and the struggles that come with it as well. I live by my favorite scripture, Psalm 34:1. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I have a mandate from God to challenge and encourage people to come to know God for themselves. This mandate drives everything that I do. I help people from all walks of life come to know that God is real and that he has a beautiful plan for their lives. Our ministry theme is I connect, I prepare, and I release. This means to our ministry that we connect with Jesus Christ through his teachings, through his word, through fasting, through prayer. We prepare to go out and share the gospel by studying his word and learning more of his character. And then we are released to go out into this world and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are released to complete the Great Commission. I want to ask you to join me every first and third Monday at 8:30 p.m. right here on iBloom Radio, where you will be empowered to connect, prepare, and release all that God has for you. Praise God. I am so glad that you decided to spend your time with me on tonight. I love sharing the word of God. I love ministering to God's people as well as the unchurched. You know, there are people out there who may never ever come into a formal church setting. They may never walk into the doors of a church building. And that is why we, as children of God, and that's why we, as ambassadors of Christ, have to live out the word of God. We have to show people the Bible. We have to live by those precepts and examples that we've been taught so that they will see the light of Jesus Christ shining through us. That is our mandate. And I pray that you are doing that each and every day. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see. And we don't take for granted that you allowed us to see it. We pause right now and we ask you to forgive us. Father, for anything that we may have said or done or thought that was not pleasing in your sight, that was not in line with your word, we ask you to forgive us. Come into our lives. Make us who you would have us to be. Father, as we get ready to spend this time looking at your word, studying your word, I ask that you will open your word up to us and shine the light from heaven and reveal to us everything that we need to get from your word on this session. Every bit of word that we need to apply to our lives on a daily basis, Father, I ask that you show it to us and you reveal it to us so that we can Make that practical application. Not just let it be words on a page or words that we hear, but let it come to life. Let the words, let your word, Father, lift up off the page and come to life and show us how we are to live every single day. We want to please you. We want to serve you. We want to live for you. And we want to make an impact in the kingdom. Now, God, help us to connect and to prepare and to release. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you again for joining me. I'm Michelle Edelin. I am the assistant pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. And we are located right here in Raleigh, North Carolina, 3540 Maitland Drive, Suite 101. We begin our services on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy, where we have a topical teaching every single week. And that teaching is based on, built upon the foundation of the Word of God. It is a teaching that is straight from God's Word that will help us and grow us and develop us into those Christians that God would have us to be. We then move into our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. And we would invite you to come out and praise and worship the Lord with us. And not just praise and worship the Lord with us, but to come and get the word. Get the word. Because the word is taught and the word is preached in our ministry every single week. Unless the Holy Ghost moves in a different way. And we always yield to the Holy Spirit. We then come back on Wednesday nights for Bible study. In our Bible study, we are currently working in the book of Revelation, and we are going verse by verse and chapter by chapter through the book of Revelation. And God is revealing things to us, and God is showing us things. He's showing us parallels between the Old Testament and the New Testament, and then how it applies to our lives today. And then even some parallels of things that are happening in the world right now. His word is coming to pass just as we know it would. We also open our food pantry on Wednesdays, and we have non-perishable food items. We'd invite you to come out if you are in need. We will help you. And if you know of someone who's in need, then send them our way. We will help you however we can with what we have. So those are all the logistical things I wanted to get out of the way before we jump right into studying God's word. And today, I want to come to you from a passage that is very familiar to most people, and it is Psalm 1:1. And it shows a contrast between the righteous and the wicked. It says here, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. They don't follow the advice or the example of the wicked, and nor do they stand in the path of the sinners, nor do they sit down, rest, take up a seat with the scoffers or the ridiculers. And then I want to jump down to verse 6, Psalm 1:6, where it says, "For the Lord knows and fully approves the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish." And so we see in Psalm 1 that this is a psalm that is a bit of an introduction to the rest of the psalms. And the subject matter is, if you want to look at it this way, it can be considered a little general or basic. And it touches on two subjects that continue throughout all of the Psalms, actually. It declares the blessedness of the righteous and the misery of the future of the wicked. So it's a contrast, if you will, of negative and positive, and the inward things and the external things. And above all else, it summarizes all that is to follow in the rest of the Psalms and in the rest of Scripture, if you want to look at it that way. It basically presents two different lives, ways of life, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. They're two different ways of life, the way of the righteous and the way of the wicked. And you'll notice it doesn't say the way of those who are good, the way of those who are nice, because it's not goodness and niceness. It's not good deeds that are going to get you to heaven. It truly is. You will either live a life of righteousness or you will live a life that is wicked. You will either accept Jesus Christ or you will deny him. The subject is near and dear to us because we know that we have to live a life of righteousness. We have to live a life that is pleasing in God's sight. So it talks about in verse 1, some things that we are to avoid. Now let's stop right there for just a minute and have kind of some real talk. We have some stuff that we need to avoid. We have some things that we cannot just go along with and get involved with and be a part of. There are some things that we have to avoid, some things that we can't associate ourselves with, some places that we can't go. Every connection is not a divine connection. And so we have to realize that and be willing to pull away from it, to walk away from it when we need to, so that we don't find ourselves connected to something that is contrary to the word of God. We cannot find ourselves aligned with something that is not found in God's word. Now, it's very easy to get pulled into things that are not in alignment with God's word or with his plan for your life. You have to understand that. And so we gotta be very careful and mindful, and we have to pay attention to those things. So the verse one, that first verse in Psalm 1, it really shows us kind of 3 degrees of degeneration or 3 degrees of how we can fall, if you will. And the first one is looking at your habit or your conduct, whether or not you walk, you stand, or you sit, right? So are you walking? Are you standing? Are you sitting? And when you look at verse one, it talks to you about where not to walk and where not to stand and where not to sit. Well, kind of right contrast to that or connected to that is, are you going to be a part of openness, fellowship, and involvement with evil? Meaning you're going to be in the council of it. You're going to sit with it. And then what happens, or what's the result of you sitting with that evil? Well, the result is that, you know, you're with the wicked or you're with the sinners. And it shows that over time, we will pull away from God's way and slowly, you know, make our way into sin. You sometimes will hear people refer to falling off or getting close to the slippery slope. Well, that's the progression of sin, if you want to look at it that way. Quite often, you don't just fall into sin. It's a slow progression, and you may do one little thing and then the next little thing and the next little bit, and eventually you find yourself slipping closer and closer to that slippery slope. And this psalm warns us. It's a warning about those things, to look out for them, to be aware of how quickly, how easily you can degenerate into the place of sin. You know, how you can easily progress into a path of sin. We can't be easily influenced by the way of the world. When we're influenced by the way of the world and its attitudes and actions and behaviors, then we are progressing toward the place of sin. So everything that looks good is not necessarily something that we should follow. Everything that sounds good is not necessarily something that we should connect to. We have to be careful of flashy shiny. We have to be careful of getting lured into things that look good and smell good and taste good and feel good and all of those things sound good to us, because it tickles our senses doesn't mean that it's the right place for us to be or the right thing for us to do. Real quick, just want to read Psalm 1:1 to you again that says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor does he stand in the path of sinners, and nor does he rest or sit down in the seat of the scoffers and the ridiculers. So we have to look at this. So if you find yourself with the wicked, then first you're walking. So you're walking alongside them. You know, you're walking with them maybe, and you consider yourself trying to show them the right way and to win them over to Christ, maybe even, you know. You're saying, well, I'm saved and I'm strong in Christ, I'm strong in the word, and I'm able to go over here and walk with these people and not be influenced by them. But look at what Psalm 1:1 says. It says The blessed man is the one who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. So you find yourself, now if God leads you to go into a place or a situation of the wicked, and he has shown you that he's going to use you to be a blessing to those people, then yes, you walk in with all of the authority that you have been given by God, and you snatch out whoever it is that God has sent you there to pull out of that situation. And then you and that individual come out of that. You don't continue to walk in that place beyond the time that God has ordained for you to walk there. So if God has ordained for you to walk there, then yes, you go and you be obedient and do what God has told you to do. But if you're just taking it upon yourself that you're going to walk in the council or hang around with, be with, however you want to look at it, walk with people who are wicked, you and follow their advice and their example, then they are beginning to pull you to their side instead of you pulling them to God's side. And see, what you realize is with Psalm 1:1 is that it may start with you walking with the wicked. But then look at what comes next. It says, nor stand in the path of sinners. So you go from walking to standing. So you see that your movement has been hindered. Your forward progress has been stopped. I've come across so many people who say to me, you know, Pastor Michelle, I feel stuck. And quite often that place of being stuck is that they have been bound by things that are contrary to God and his word. They have found themselves with all of these roadblocks in their lives that, quite frankly, they have created or they have allowed to occur in their lives. So you go from, if you find yourself or place yourself in the counsel of the wicked, you go from walking to standing. So you no longer have any forward progress. Everything in God's word teaches us that we are to continue to move forward. We are to continue with forward progress. We are to continue to go and to move and not be still, not be sedentary. That's why in Psalm 23, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Well, we don't fear the evil when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death because we are continuing to move. And as long as we are continuing to move, then we know that that is not our end result. We know that that is not our final destination. So the valley of the shadow of death is not your final destination. You may walk through it, but it is not the place where you are to pitch your tent and take up residence. You are to continue to move, continue to flow, continue to walk, continue to progress toward what God has has for you. Continue to progress toward your Jeremiah 29 and 11 plan that is talked about in that passage. We are not to walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the path of sinners. We cannot allow ourselves to be hindered and to be blocked so that our forward progress, our forward momentum stops. So you see there in Psalm 1 and 1, it begins with, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or follow their advice and example, nor does he stand in the path of sinners. And so here you see the forward progression in a negative way. You go from walking to standing, but then it gets even worse than that. It gets it to a place where it's even worse than that. And it says, nor sit down to take rest in the seat of scoffers and ridiculers. And so you see, you move from walking to standing to where you are actually sitting in that mess. You are actually sitting in the very presence. You have taken up residence. You have decided to take up your seat or to pitch your tent, if you will, build your house, build your place where you're going to stay in the seat of scoffers and ridiculers. Do you see what you've done when you do what Psalm 1 and 1 tells us not to do? Psalm 1 and 1 tells us not to walk in the counsel of the wicked and follow their advice and their example. It tells us not to stand in the path of sinners. And it tells us not to sit down and rest and take up a seat before the scoffers or with the scoffers and the ridiculers. So when we sit down, we are not moving at all. But also think about what it means when you sit down. It means that you are getting yourself in a position to rest. And when you put yourself in a position to rest with sinners, then you are inviting into your life sin. When you put yourself in a position to sit down with those who are sinners and those who are living and acting in a way that is contrary to the word of God, then you are inviting that same sin, that same contrary nature, that same contrary attitude, belief, behavior into your own life. You are taking up rest. You are taking up time in a place that you were never intended to live. You're taking up time in a place that you were never created to reside. You were not created to reside in a place where you're walking with the wicked and standing with sinners and sitting with those who ridicule and those who scoff at the word of God, who scoff at the things of the Lord and all of the promises and all of the word that God has given to us. You're not created to be in that place. You were not created to live in that space. You were not created for that. You were created for Eden. Go back to the beginning and think about it. You were created for Eden. And since you were created for Eden, then you are an Eden resident. And you are not a resident of this place that the wicked sit and walk and stand. You're not a resident of this place where sinners sit and stand and walk. You are not a resident of this place where the scoffers and the ridiculers will sit, stand, and walk. But what you have to understand is that they are trying to lure you into their place. They are trying to convince you to come into their place where they can give you advice and example. You have to be careful who you take advice from. You have to be careful who sets an example in your life. You have to be careful who are the role models in your life. Everybody can't be a role model in your life. You have to be careful where you stand, because you got to understand, when you are standing somewhere, then you are very still and you are very sedentary. And because you are still and you are sedentary, then sometimes that can can lull you into a sense of complacency. And when you are lulled into that sense of complacency, that place of comfort, if you will, you got to be careful of the comfort zone, because when you're standing there in your comfort zone, sometimes you lose your focus and you're not paying attention to everything that's going on around you, and you're not paying attention to what the enemy is sending your way, and you're not paying attention to what the sinners are doing that is rubbing off on you. And we have to be very careful when we get ready to take our rest. That means sit down. When we take our rest, think about when you go to sleep at night. When you are sleeping, that is the closest that your body comes to death. Your body slows down. Your body functions slow down. And you are in a state where you are very vulnerable when you sit down and when you take or get into a position of taking rest. You are very vulnerable. That's why it's so important to begin and end your day with prayer, and a prayer of covering for you and your family and your loved ones and your church family and your coworkers and all those that you are called to pray for. It's very important that you cover them in prayer before they go to bed at night, because that is a very vulnerable time for them. That is when that noisome pestilence will begin to bother them and try to attack them through dreams and try to get into their psyche even when they are asleep. We have to be very careful where we walk, where we stand, and where we sit. We can't allow ourselves to be found in every situation. We can't allow ourselves to be found in every kind of place. And in the presence of everybody, we cannot do that. We have to be sure that we are walking in the place that we are supposed to, and standing in the place that we're supposed to, which is on holy ground, and sitting at the foot of the throne in prayer, in fasting, in word study at all times. And then that brings us to verse 6, Psalm 1 and 6, that says, "For the Lord knows and fully approves the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish." And so if you find yourself walking with the wicked, standing with the sinners, and sitting with the scoffers, then understand what part of verse 6 applies to you. The way of the wicked shall perish. And you don't want to be found in that place where you are considered walking or living in the way of the wicked. You want to be in the A clause of that scripture, if you will, where you are, "For the Lord knows and fully approves of the way of the righteous." You want God to fully approve of the way that you are living. Psalm 1 and 1. "Blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scoffer." Psalm 1 and 6 then picks it up and says, "For the Lord knows and fully approves the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked shall perish." Which way will you be found? Will you be found as one who's fully approved and living, walking in the way of the righteous, or will you be found in the way of the wicked and you will have to perish? My prayer is that you will be found to be righteous and you will turn away from every wicked way. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your word, because it is so right and it is so true. And it is the thing that will change our lives, and it will resurrect dead situations in our lives, and it will make us into who you would have us to be. And it will mold us and shape us and prune us and purge us. And it will make us into those disciples that you desire for us to be. We give you thanks, Lord, for your word. Father, we ask you to lead and guide us and order our steps so that we will not be found walking with the wicked and standing with sinners and sitting with scoffers and ridiculers. But we want to be found in righteousness. We want to be found and fully approved by you, that our lives are pleasing in your sight. Lead us and guide us. Help us, God, to be the disciples you would have us to be. It's in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we say amen. Praise the living God. Thank you for joining me tonight. I am Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. We are a Bible-based, Bible-believing, Bible-preaching and teaching church. I invite you to join us in Raleigh, North Carolina, 3540 Maitland Drive, Raleigh, 27610. And remember, once you take a drink from the fountain, you will never, ever thirst again. God bless you.